Hey, this is Nookie, and I just wanted to let y'all know that we have an amazing event coming up, Valentine's Weekend. It's a three-day education and social event focusing in on dating and relationships for kinky folk. We have brilliant speakers lined up, like Lexi Silver, Zach Budd, Unruly Nerd Girl, and I'll even be presenting a four-hour workshop. Don't worry, it's in two parts. On how to defuckify your dating and create a profile and a life that weeds out what you don't want and attracts what you do. Registration is open and the first 500 people get in free, so don't hesitate. Get registered at datingkinky.com/dating-love-event.
Welcome to the Dating Kinky podcast and vlog. We're all about love, sex, romance, and kink. Today I'm recording on the Fuck the War of the Sexes platform. I see it too often. Every day, the battle between the genders, and I'm not a fan. Happy International Men's Day. I'll be honest, this one almost slipped past me. After all, it's Transgender Awareness Week, and I've been focused on that. And that makes me feel some sort of way. So I'm going to share some of my thoughts about men today in short vignettes. This morning on Facebook, I posted a link to a writing about how a woman got fired by Delta Airlines for a post on social media where she said, "Imagine having the ego of a white man in America." My comment when I posted it said, "Delta, what the fuck? I'm amazed at how asinine people can get. I mean, okay, it doesn't align with their values. Honestly, it doesn't align with mine. I don't believe in grouping an entire class of people together by factors outside of their control, like age, race, gender, sexual orientation. You get my drift. And yet, could they have not had a discussion, a negotiation? Are employees no longer allowed to have personal lives and opinions and ideas? Someone I highly respect, a white man in America, called me out saying that it's okay to talk about white man's privilege in America. I agree. When you are specifically talking about privilege, I don't believe it's right to stereotype any group when you're being angry and upset. But for me, that's a tiny, tiny, tiny concern compared to being fired for her opinions. I just disagree with it, the way I would disagree with anyone saying all gay men, all black men, all women, etc. Yesterday, also on Facebook, I hopped into the middle of a sob fest of men complaining that masculinity is under attack in society today because a man, Harry Styles, who I only vaguely know of, wore a dress on the cover of Vogue magazine. I don't get it. Since when is masculinity affected by who wears what on the cover of Vogue or any fashion magazine? How is masculinity affected by what anyone is wearing or who applauds it? I mean, seriously, we all lived through the 80s, right? A few days ago, I posted this graphic on Instagram. I'll put the link in the show notes. It says, "Boys, you are wonderful. Even if you're not an alpha, whatever that is, even if you don't have a six pack, even if you're under 6 feet or 1.8 meters tall, even if your penis is smaller than average, even if you can't grow facial hair, even if you're not a CEO, or if you're awkward, even if society tells you you're not, you are." And I added in a caption. Of course, these things apply to all humans, no doubt. I think, however, that we see a lot more uplifting content aimed specifically at women, and men deserve some of the feel-good as well. So let's tell boys how amazing they are to us. I can think of a few things. The way they smell. Wonderful. Their silliness. Their shoulders. Their instinct to protect. Their vulnerability, their ability to open jars and doors. They're fuzz. And more. Of course, not all these things apply to all men. Not all men are silly, for example. But when they are, I love it. It's a peek inside a man's head that I often don't get from those I don't know well. And it's endearing to me. What do you love about men? Now, I got a ton of private feedback for that post, possibly more than for anything I've ever posted on Instagram. I'm glad for the men in my life, and I'm hopeful for others. I'm going to go give my pet a big hug and a kiss and tell him right now. And I did. I said, "I love and appreciate you, and you are one of the best men I've ever known. Happy International Men's Day." In response, he struck a silly superhero pose and said, "Because I'm an international man?" And I left. So that's how I'm celebrating International Men's Day. And you? Thank you for joining me today. If you love this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me at datingkinky.com. It's built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes, and on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. We're on Instagram as Dating Kinky Official, all one word. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.